you for how you have helped us. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, because everything we lay our hands upon are prospering. Thank you for using the same things the enemy are turning against us to lift us up. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your glory that has filled our lives. We thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. By your presence in our lives, you have given us directions. You have given us guidance. We can hear your voice. By your presence in our lives, you have shown us visions and dreams of you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your light that is shining in our lives, exposing every darkness. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for great things you are going to be doing before the end of this fasting. Great things you will do in our favor. Thank you, Lord, for these things. Blessed be your holy name. Oh, Lord, I ask that as we would be having this program right now, this prayer meeting right now, let your presence fill this place. I ask, oh God, that everything we will ask in prayer, in your mercy, release into our lives. In the name of Jesus, as it is written that, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. O Lord, let everything we will be asking here this evening, this night, be released unto every one of us in Jesus' name. We don't want to seek you in vain. Oh Lord, let us encounter you tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that God is here for you. Yeah, it doesn't matter where we are meeting. God is right here to help you. I'm going to take some worship songs, and after that, we're going to the prayer point. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. Above all the names higher. Jesus, we lift your name higher. Jesus, we lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. above all the names, higher. Jesus, we lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. Above all the names higher. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness and fearful in praises, always do in wonders, alleluia. Who is like unto thee, oh Lord? Who is like unto thee, oh Lord? Among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness and fearful in praises, always doing wonders, alleluia. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. You are covenant keeping God, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are Lord, you are covenant keeping God, miracle worker, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are here, blessing our lives. We worship you, Jesus, we worship you. You are here. You are here, setting captives free. Jesus, we worship you. Savior, we worship you. You are here. You are here, healing every sick. Oh Lord, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, Jireh, Adonai, we worship you, Son of God, Son of God. You are so good, you are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be thy name. Your dominion is forevermore. O Adonai, Adonai, we worship you. We worship you, Son of God. You are so good. You are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be thy name. Your dominion is forevermore. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, for your mercies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, for your victories. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for arguments. You are God all by yourself. You are God, you are God, from beginning to the end. There's no place for arguments. You are God all by yourself. You are God, you are God, from beginning to the end. There's no place for arguments. You are God all by yourself. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. That is why we are here, to worship Him, to praise Him, to glorify Him, to adore Him, to exalt Him. Begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Him. We are created to worship Him. We are created to serve Him. Begin to worship Him. Father, we praise You, for You are so great. We praise You, for You are highly exalted. Highly exalted far above everything. Highly exalted far above every height. We worship You, Jesus. You are greater than all. You are stronger than all. You are mightier than all. We bless Your holy name. Your power conquers all. Your name conquers all. Your dominion rule over all. We worship You, Father. Without You was nothing made that was made. We worship You, Father. You created all things, and You hold all things together by the word of Your power. We worship You, Lord. We praise You, Father. 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 Hallelujah. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. Only You can save. Only You can help us. Only You can deliver us. Only You can protect us. Only You can defend us. We worship You, Lord Jesus. There is no other God beside You. We worship You, Jesus. We will serve You for Him. We will praise You for Him. We will love You for Him. We will please You forever. We will worship You forever. For You are the Lord. You remain the Lord forever. Thank You, Jesus. Blessed be Your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given Him praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank You for Your presence in my life. For that is enough for me. Say, Father, thank You for Your presence in my life. Thank You for Your presence in my days. Thank You for Your presence inside of me. Thank You, Jesus, for Your presence in my life. Thank You for You have not forsaken me. Thank You for You have not left me. Your presence is with me all the time. Thank You, Jesus. Begin to thank Him like that. Begin to thank Him like that. Thank You, Lord, for Your presence in my life. Thank You, Lord, for Your presence in my life. Thank You, Lord, for Your presence in my days. Thank You, Lord, for Your presence in my life. Thank You for You are with me, and that is enough for me. You are with me. You are for me. You are with me. You are helping me. You are with me. You are covering me. You are with me. You are defending me. You have never left my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence in my spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence in my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence in my body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. The Bible told us that the eyes of the Lord goes to and fro the whole earth. The eyes of the Lord moves in everywhere on earth. It moves through everywhere on earth. And God is watching everything. He's watching over everything, over everyone. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that you are watching over my life. Therefore, let my life begin to appear. Let my life transform into what you want it to be. Oh Lord, you can see my life. You are the Lord that watches me. Change my life to become what you want it to be. Change my life to look the way you want it to look. I acknowledge that you watch over my life. You see my life. You see me. You see everything going on in my life. You see everything in my soul, everything in my spirit, everything in my heart. You see everything happening to me. Oh Lord, begin to make everything look the way you want them to look in the name of Jesus. I acknowledge that you see my, that you are looking at me right now. Oh Lord, I acknowledge that you are watching over me right now. You watch over my life every hour. Therefore, Lord, let my life begin to turn into how you want it to be. In the name of Jesus. Father, let my life begin to become what you want it to be. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I acknowledge that your eyes are upon me. I acknowledge, oh Lord, that you are watching over me. You are watching over my family. You are watching over my career. You are watching over my calling and ministry. You are watching over my destiny. You are watching over each day of my life. Therefore, Lord, let my life begin to look like you want it to be. Let my life begin to meet up with your expectations. Let my life begin to meet up with your standards. Let my life begin to change into the picture you have in mind for my life. Let my life begin to transform into the person you want me to be. In the name of Jesus, for you watch over me. You know my state. You know how I am right now. Change my life, oh Lord, to the way you want it to be. Change my life, oh Lord, to the way you want it to be. Change my life, oh Lord, to the way you want it to be. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. Yeah, we pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy stagnation in my life. Move my life forward. Destroy stagnation in my life. Move my life forward. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, destroy stagnation in my life. and move my life forward. Move my life forward. Move my life forward. Oh Lord, destroy stagnation in my life. Destroy stagnation in my life. I have stayed so long at one spot. Oh Lord, let there be progress in my life. Father, I have stayed so long in one spot. Move my life forward by your power. Move my life forward by your power. Move me forward, oh God. In my calling, move me forward. In my career, move me forward. In my destiny, move me forward. Pertaining to my finances, Lord, move me forward. Pertaining to my marital life, move me forward. Pertaining to my ministry, Lord, move me forward. Pertaining to my business, move me forward. Oh, Lord of hosts, destroy stagnation in my life. Destroy stagnation. Destroy stagnation in my life. Destroy stagnation in my life. Destroy stagnation in my life. By your mighty hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. There are a lot of things we give. The sacrifices you are doing right now is also part of giving. That you are fasting and you are taking your time to pray. You are sowing something. You are giving something. And at this time, God wants to lavish blessings upon your life. The rewards of all that you have given is about to come upon your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, shower great blessings into my life. It says, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, meaning that blessings will keep raining on your life, and then you keep looking for places to hold it because it will be too much to contain. So you're going to say, Father, release upon my life great blessings that will be too much for me to contain. That will be too much for my life to contain. Lord, shower such blessings upon me at this time. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let Hashem get out of Allah. And this is Hashem. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Father, shower great blessings upon my life. Even in this month and before the end of this year, Lord, rain great blessings on my life. There will be too much to contain. There will be too much to hide. Great blessings that will be too much, that there will be no room to hold them any longer. Father, let it fall on me. Great blessings from your throne. Let it fall on me. Great blessings from your throne. Let it fall on me. Let it fall on me. Let it fall on me. Let it fall on my life. Let it fall on my family. Let it fall on my generation. Let it fall on my children. Let it fall on my grandchildren. Let it fall on my entire household. Let it fall on my siblings and parents. Great blessings that there will be no room to contain them. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over. great blessings that will be too much to contain. Let it be released upon my life from your throne, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, relocate me from places I am that is not where my blessings are. Relocate me from places I am currently that is not where I should be. Because as long as you are in that wrong place, God's blessings will not reach you. You know, I have given some people prophecies, and I told them, I said, until you leave that place you are, you will not receive blessings. And some of them obeyed. You know, when they left that place, blessings began to flood into their lives. Yeah, so which means that the blessings for them are attached to the place they relocated to. So maybe the same is for you. Maybe it is until you relocate that your blessings will reach you. Or maybe you need to leave some places. Maybe you need to leave some group of people, some associations. Maybe you need to leave some places. So begin to say, Father, relocate me from every place I am that is not allowing your blessings to reach me. Relocate me now. Maybe you need to leave a church. I don't know, but anywhere you need to leave. Maybe you need to leave your job for another job somewhere. Or you need to leave your job and stay at home. Then later God will not take you to where your blessings are. Begin to say, Father, relocate me from every place that is not allowing your blessings to reach me. Begin to talk to God like that. Relocate me, Father, by your mighty hand. Relocate me to where my blessings are. 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 Thank you, Lord. Send me to where my blessings are. In the name of Jesus. Relocate me from every place I am that is not allowing your blessings to reach me by your mighty hand. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like that. You're going to say, Father, release into my life every opportunity that I need to break through. You're going to say, Father, release into my life every opportunity I need to break through. Every opportunity I need to succeed. Every opportunity I need to move forward. Oh Lord, release them now into my life. Release them now into my life. Release them now into my life. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Let your shenanigans so they have to crash down. Beharonia kede heshterana. Release into my life, Lord, opportunities that I need to have breakthroughs, opportunities that I need to make progress, opportunity that I need to move forward. Oh Lord, release them now into my life. 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 Mahashinashinagarala. Even the ones you have once sent into my life that I have missed, even the opportunities you once sent to me, but I lost it because I was not sensitive to your Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, send them back now into my life. Every opportunity that I need to break through at this time, Lord, release them to me. Let me cross paths with them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, single me out from multitudes for greatness, for honor, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, single me out. Let your favor single me out of multitudes for greatness and honor, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your favor single me out of multitudes for greatness, for success, for honor. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your favor single me out. Let your anointing single me out. Let your anointing single me out of multitudes. Let your anointing single me out from the midst of multitudes for honor and greatness, in the name of Jesus. Single me out, O Lord. Single me out, O Lord, as you did for Joseph, as you did for David. O Lord, single me out of many for greatness. Single me out of multitudes for greatness and honor, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. One of the things that you need to fulfill destiny, to fulfill God's purpose, is that you need to see the invisible. Yeah, you need to see the invisible. You need to see certain things that are invisible to you. You need to see them. And some of these things, until you see them, that you can fulfill your destiny and divine purpose. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I release your anointing upon my life that will make that will make invisible things visible unto me. That will make unseen things visible unto me. For the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. So, oh Lord, release anointing upon me that will make invisible things visible unto me. That will make unseen things visible unto me. So that I can fulfill my destiny as it is. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There are a lot of mysteries that governs the universe. A lot of mysteries that governs the earth. A lot of mysteries that governs everything you see in this world. So, oh Lord, release upon me anointing that will make invisible things visible unto me. Anointing that will make unseen things visible to me, so that I will be able to fulfill my calling and destiny as it is. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. You need to understand that the invisible things are far much more than the visible things. And what we are not seeing are greater than what we are seeing. So until you see the things that are invisible, you really cannot fulfill your destiny. You have to see the invisible. You have to see the unseen. You have to see the invisible. That is how to fulfill calling. That is how to fulfill destiny. Even when everyone is discouraging you, what will encourage you is because you can see the unseen. Even when everything seems not to be working well, what will make you to continue to move is because you are seeing the invisible. You are seeing what others are not seeing. So you must see the invisible. If you will fulfill the heavenly call upon your life, if you will fulfill the heavenly vision, if you will fulfill your divine purpose, if you will fulfill destiny, you must see the invisible. So, oh Lord, release on my life anointing to see the invisible, anointing to see the unseen. What has been unseen to my generation, Lord, I want to see them. What has been invisible to my generation, Lord, I want it to be visible to me, so that I can fulfill my calling and destiny. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I have said it before that God cannot use you to deliver people who to deliver people whose captivity, or maybe I should put it this way, if the same forces of darkness that have conquered people have also conquered you, God cannot use you to deliver those people. If the same darkness that has conquered people has also conquered you, I mean, if the same darkness that has conquered certain people, God would like to use you to save, have also conquered you, God cannot use you to save those people. So you have to overcome the darkness that has defeated those people before God can use you to set those people free. Yeah, let me put it this way. Let's say we have some people who have been defeated by pornography. We have some group of young men or young women who have been defeated or who have been captured by pornography and all kinds of sexual sins. Yeah. God cannot use you to deliver those people if you have also been conquered by the same. So until you gain victory over the realm of darkness that has conquered those people, you cannot be used by God to set them free. You cannot wield the power that will set them free. You cannot command the authority that will set them free. Yeah, so you're going to pray. So there are some victories you must attain alone by yourself before you can command authority that will set people free, that will set others free. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, every victory I must attain before I can be useful for the deliverance and salvation and revival of my generation. Oh Lord, help me to attain them. Help me to attain them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, every victory I must attain before I can be useful for the salvation of my generation, for the deliverance of my generation. Oh, Lord, help me to attain such victories right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And share the cash that I am. Oh God of Israel, the victory I must attain to be able to command the authority that will set others free. Oh Lord, help me to attain them. Oh Lord, help me to attain them. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, every realm of darkness I must conquer for me to be useful for the salvation and deliverance of my generation. Oh, Lord, help me to conquer them. In the name of Jesus, help me, oh God, to conquer them. Help me, oh God, to conquer them. Every realm of darkness that I must conquer for me to become the blessing you want me to be to my generation. Father, help me to conquer them. For me to become the solution giver, the solution provider to the problems in my generation. Oh Lord, help me to attain such victories. In the name of Jesus, help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I remember when I was still very little. Yeah, when I was still a little child. Yeah, I don't know what age, but I was still very little. Maybe age 7 or age 8. There was one day as somebody tried to put fear in me. Though the person was just joking. Yeah, the person was just joking, but I wasn't taking it as a joke. So I forgot what the person said. Maybe the person said, "Oh, look at a ghost right there." Or look at this wild animal there. It's going to catch you. Yeah, but something happened. The moment that fear entered into me, something happened to me that from that moment, from that moment, I began to be afraid of staying in the dark. Yeah, and I began to feel like if I stay alone in the dark, I will see a ghost or see something. Yeah, so the reason why I'm saying this is because the spirit of fear can put you in a realm of darkness, and every time you will always be surrounded by that realm, and you will always be oppressed by that realm. Why? Because of the fear that has entered into you. You will always be oppressed by that realm because fear has entered into you. So the way to come out of that realm is to destroy that fear that puts you in that realm. So maybe some of you are having bad dreams because of a fear that has entered into you. Maybe you have prayed all kinds of prayer, yet you still have those dreams. Yeah, you don't need any other thing than to get rid of the fear that has put you in that realm. So until that fear dies, that is when that realm also lose its hold over your life. Yeah, so you're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, you're going to say, every fear in me that has put me under slavery to darkness. Every fear in me that has put me under slavery to kingdoms of darkness, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Die right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. If you are afraid of witches and wizards, you'll be surprised that witches and wizards, they will always conquer you. They will always oppress you. If you are afraid of marine spirits, you'll be surprised that marine spirits will always overcome you. If you're afraid of sexual demons, spirit husbands, or spirit spouse, whatever they call them, you will discover that they will always oppress you. Begin to say, every fear in me that have placed me under slavery to kingdoms of darkness, to powers of darkness, to spirits of darkness, die right now. Die right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, le hashe de gedebala, mashe hasu shende tishneya. In the name of Jesus, die right now. Thank you, Lord. Every fear in me, every fear that has entered me, that has placed me under slavery, that have made me a slave to forces of darkness, that has made me a slave to kingdom of darkness, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be enslaved by fear. I refuse to be controlled by fear. I refuse to serve fear. I refuse to serve my fears in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. I also realize that fear has also shut some Christians out of the realms of glory, the realms of God that they should have access to. Fear have shut some Christians out of the realms of visions, revelations they should have access to. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say every fear in me that have shut me out of the realms of God. Every fear in me that has disconnected me from accessing the realms of God, from accessing the realms of divine revelations, the realms of divine visions. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, every fear in me that has shut me out of the realms of heaven, of the realms of God, of the realms of divine revelations, the realms of divine visions, the realms of divine dreams, come out of my life right now in the name of Jesus. Every fear that has crushed heavens over my life, every fear that is stopping me from having encounters with God, every fear in me that is stopping me from having encounter with angels, every fear in me that is stopping me from having encounters with heaven, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every fear in me that is stopping me from having encounters with the voice of God, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come out of my life, spirit of fear. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray four more prayer points and then we will round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God manifest in me to destroy every weakness in me that has limited my spiritual growth for years. So let the fire of God manifest in me and destroy every weakness in me that has limited my spiritual development, my spiritual advancement for years. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jishena tasashilia. Let ekakia handa tishilia. Mash zunina latara. Bedu ene hejusa halesha detata. Medidene kekiana na shise suzia. Lela dashtana. Hey, hara hafa shisa siena touchdown. Metruya de kalu jisu diatama. Every weakness deep down in me, every weakness deep down in my spirit, every weakness deep down in my soul, every weakness deep down in my flesh, that has limited my spiritual growth for years, die by the fire of God. Die by fire of God. In the name of Jesus. Die right now. Die right now. Die right now. By the fire of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You shall say, I touch the other. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is showing me how that weakness died. Yeah. Meaning that this prayer we have just prayed have been answered in the lives of some of you. I saw how that weakness died. Yeah, that weakness that has limited your spiritual growth, your spiritual advancement. I saw that weakness die. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. And then another thing that the Lord is telling me is that some of you are going to have a dream very shortly. You will have a dream. Yeah, that dream will be very clear. It will be very clear. And in that dream, the Lord would be telling you something. Yeah, so it will be like an encounter with God. Yeah, like you'll be receiving a message from God in that dream. Yeah, it will be like someone came to you in the dream, like a messenger of God came to you in the dream, and then he's telling you some things, maybe secrets. Yeah, that is what is going to happen very shortly. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, bless me with the spirit of excellence, as you did to Daniel. Bless me with the spirit of excellence, as you did to the three Hebrews in Babylon. Bless me, O God, with the spirit of excellence, such that I excel in everything I do. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The spirit of excellence is not the spirit of competition. It's not like you are trying to become better than another person. It's just that you become the best in what you are doing. So it doesn't matter whether your best is better than others, but the what matters is that you just know how to do everything right, and you will do it the best way. Everything you do it at its best. So begin to pray like that. So if you're a preacher, you preach at its best. You have a ministry, you succeed in that ministry at its best. God has given you an assignment. You do that assignment with excellence. Even if you do it you will find yourself doing it with excellence that even the angels will admire you. Begin to say, oh Lord, bless me with the spirit of excellence. Bless me with the spirit of excellence. Begin to pray like that, such that I excel in everything I do. Such that I excel in everything I do. Bless me, O God, with the spirit of excellence. Bless me with the spirit of excellence. Bless me with the spirit of excellence. Bless me with the spirit of excellence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless me with the spirit of excellence, that I may excel in everything I do. That I may excel in my calling. That I may excel in my career. That I may excel in the assignment you have given to me. Bless me, O God, with the spirit of excellence. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have Two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You need to have this attitude of not following how you feel. Yeah. That is how you will see many of your limitations destroyed. Yeah. You need not to follow how you feel in your body. Let's say, for instance, you have prayed to a point. Let's say you have prayed for like 50 minutes, an hour, and then you're already feeling tired. You're already feeling like going to sleep or going to lie down. Yeah. Whereas you are not actually tired. Even though you are feeling tired, you are not actually tired. So the fact that you feel tired doesn't mean you are tired. The fact that you feel weak doesn't mean you are weak. The fact that you feel sad doesn't mean you are not happy. Doesn't mean you are not joyful. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You need this nature that does not follow feelings. Because much of your feelings and emotions are great limitations to your destiny. Much of your feelings are great limitations to your destiny. Great limitations to your breakthrough. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put in me a nature that does not see myself as my feelings portrays me. Yeah. Put in me a nature that does not follow how I feel, that does not follow of feelings and emotions. Put in me a nature that does not believe in weaknesses. A nature that does not believe in negative feelings and emotions. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, put in me a nature that does not see myself as I feel. That does not see myself as the same with how I feel. That does not see myself as the same with how I feel. Give me such nature. Give me such attitude. In the name of Jesus. That nature is the nature of warriors. That nature, that attitude is the attitude of warriors. For warriors don't believe they are weak. Even when they feel weak. Say, Lord, put in me the nature of a warrior. That does not follow the negative feelings and emotions that runs through my mind and body. Put in me the nature of warriors. Now, who says you can't pray for 6 hours? Who says you can't pray for 8 hours in a day? You need the nature of warriors. So Lord, put in me the nature of a warrior that does not follow the negative feelings and emotions that runs through my body and mind. Give me that nature, O Lord. The nature that enables me to press forward even when my feelings is saying I should stop. Lord, give me such nature. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Give me such nature. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, let by your Holy Spirit, let me be found saying the right words when my miracle is about to manifest. Let me just tell you what I saw. I saw that the angel of the Lord that has come with your miracle is waiting for you to say the right words before he would drop the miracle. It's more or less like let's say, for instance, you knelt down praying and then an angel is standing beside you with the miracle, but then the angel is waiting for you to say the right words. So I don't know how to make you understand better than that, but that is just what I saw. So you need to be found saying the right words, or maybe you are not even praying, maybe you are just discussing with someone, and then the angel that will drop that miracle is just waiting for you to say the right words, to utter the right statement, and then the miracle will be dropped. That is exactly what I saw. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit in me, help me to utter the right words that will receive the manifestation of my miracle, that will give birth to my miracle. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, because the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of words. So if you don't say the right word, certain things might never happen in your life. If you don't say the right words, say, Father, by the reason of your by the presence and power of your Holy Spirit in me, help me to say the right words that will birth my miracles. Help me to be found saying the right words when my miracle is about to be released. Help me to be found thinking the right thoughts. Yeah, because words are product of thoughts. So Lord, help me to be found thinking the right thoughts. Help me to be found saying the right words when my miracle is about to be released. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Help me, O God. Help me, O God. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Father, to be found saying the right words, thinking the right thoughts when my miracles are to be released. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, you have received help. Amen. Amen. So now I'm going to be praying for you. And raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Ancient of this, we are so grateful. We are so grateful for your love and mercy. Thank you for caring so much for us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for healing our sicknesses. Thank you for destroying our diseases. Thank you for destroying our captivities. Thank you for terminating our shame. Thank you for destroying our poverty. Thank you, Lord, for helping us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I stand as your servant to pray for your people. I ask, O God, that you don't live their lives until you have done all that you want to do for them at this time in this season. Lord, don't leave their lives. I pray for you that God and heaven will not leave your life until all that you must receive at this time is fully delivered. And I pray that it becomes so in your life right now in Jesus' name. The presence of God, the presence of heaven, that we give birth to your blessings and victories. Let that presence remain with you. In the name of Jesus, everything that is happening in your environment to push God's presence away from you, I end those things right now. I terminate them right now in Jesus' name. I decree that you shall have purity of heart. The grace to be pure in heart, to be pure in your mind, always. Receive it now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. The grace to correctly interpret everything your physical eyes is saying. Receive that grace now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. The grace to understand situations as God understood them. Receive that grace now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Remain blessed.
Goodbye.